Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another reality show. I'm your host, Golden Hawk, and it is the fabulous Third Thursday, where my lovely guest, Christina Keene, who channels the goddess Sophia, is joining us this evening. It's gorgeous. I am just speaking with Christina prior to the show coming on, saying there's a lot of energy moving out there, my friends. I am feeling it. We'll bring Christina on the air. Hi, Christina. How are you?
Hi, Goldie. Excited to be here.
Wonderful. Yeah. I mean, I am feeling a tremendous. And it's interesting because energy sometimes shows up differently. I guess there's like a magnetic energy, which is a very much, for me, magnetic is like an attraction energy or even a repulsion. But the energy that I'm feeling is electrical, which almost feels like it's purifying. Because it's neither attracting nor repulsing. It's just like my cells are just like,
That's a great description.
I mean, it feels like, yeah, like, you know, kind of like similar to a, you know, I don't know if anybody out there has ever, you know, been shocked by, you know, a hairdryer or, you know, something that had a loose wire or something, and you just get that whoosh through you. But
do you know I've been hit by lightning before?
What? I did not know that.
Yeah, well, indirectly. So it actually hit a building that I, and it came through the entire building that I was touching metal on, and it went through my entire, body. It threw me probably about 15 feet off of my feet. So I know what you're talking about.
Wow. I'll be honest with you, though. I really believe that, you know, people that have a, you know, a connection with lightning, whether direct or indirectly, you know, there is a wisdom of that, you know, of proportion. You know, they say one bolt of lightning could literally light up like New York City for 6 months.
Right, the power of it.
Yeah, and I think along with the power, there is, you know, a wisdom as well that is inherent in that type of power.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have actually, like, said that maybe that's where my awakening to Sophia had come from, is, like, zapping a dormant part of my brain that actually opened. Because it was right after that where everything started. It was probably, yeah, less than 6 months after that, I started to have all these weird animal encounters, and really things started to unfold really quickly after that. So for me, any time that big bolt of energy or that thing that you're talking about, that energy quickening, usually it's, I've seen it in people and in myself as an awakening of sorts, a big type of burst of energy of something big is coming or about to come.
Yeah. Yeah, huh. That's interesting
so
you say. Yeah.
In your case, uh-oh, we're all going to buckle our seatbelts. What's coming, Goldie? It's a compliment knowing, you know.
Oh, no, absolutely. I took it as that, of course.
I totally imagine that you're like the skydiver like I am. So when, you know, you have another form of an awakening, wow, okay, what are we going to learn here? What wisdom is going to show up? So.
Absolutely. And, thank you for that, because I am actually at a space where I know intuitively I'm going to the next level, an expanded level. It's almost like the energy propels the consciousness, which then propels perception, which expands us.
Right. It's
so
interesting.
Yeah.
Sophia's been talking recently about how, so if you were to look at like a volume, like a dial volume where you're turning up the volume, on how for the collective, it's actually the loudest it's ever been, because it's like it got turned on for them, or all of a sudden there's no more veils. They're actually feeling things they've never felt before, and the collective is rather loud. So, you know, maybe we're all feeling that connection to the collective being bombarded, or it being loud or electric, it being just extremely shocking, per se.
Well, absolutely. Now, do you, by any chance, know, I know magnetic is one and electric is the other. One is feminine, one is masculine. Do you, by any chance, know which is which? I'm not familiar. I know one is each, but I don't know which is which.
No, I don't. I'm dyslexic, so whatever I say would probably be the opposite.
So cute, Funkin'. Yeah, I think Well, I'm going to say I feel that it is the divine goddess coming online. I wonder if Sophia might know that.
Of course. Well, we can
Yeah.
Her.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's something to definitely share with her. But I would like to talk for a few minutes. You know, I want to say how honored I am to walk with a fellow traveler willing to share such honestly, so honestly, in your newsletter.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. And I say that with all, because you know what? It's about sharing our journey when we trip, fall, get up, when we stand tall. You know, on all counts, this is really I read the newsletter and, you know, I was like, I just so honored your truth and your humility that it's like, you know, it was just your honesty was, reached a level in me that I'm sure the your news people, the people your email list also feel it. And I want you to know, I personally say kudos, because I think everybody, we're not here to be stars,
right,
so to speak. I mean, we're here to really create a community that it's a safe space to be who we are.
Exactly. Well, I think that was the intention behind the Insights newsletter. And if anyone is interested and you're not already on the list, come to the website and sign up. It's one thing John and Sophia and I are really proud of. We put out a weekly newsletter where you get a little taste of what's going on with me, a video with Sophia, and then a little recommendation with John at the end. I think what I'm really proud of is, I think this is what you and I started at the beginning of the year when I started to do the show, is how to come out and talk about who I am as a person besides just the channel of Sophia.
Right.
So this has really given me a voice, and it's been really interesting to watch how many people really get so excited about hearing my voice and find so much value. Because I think one thing I really do spend a lot of time talking about is, how do I walk in the world every day as an intuitive, as a psychic, as a healer, and that it's not as easy. Just because I have Sophia walking next to me all the time, it's not as easy as it looks. So I share when I fall down. So what you're talking about is, this week I wrote this newsletter about, you know, getting on a plane and traveling, and two newsletters ago I wrote this whole thing about being good and protecting myself and having my iPod, and I threw it all out the window and I lost my iPod.
No, I want to send you one for Christmas.
So, well, it's been such a lesson, actually, because every time I go for it, it really reminds me, oh, what is this iPod for? What am I using it for? And it really was this big, huge aha on how much my personality actually dominates a lot of my world, even though I am highly trained at being a sensitive, being an intuitive in the world, that my personality kind of like kicks in or takes over.
Well, do you feel that it's about living life is about balancing the two?
I think it is about balancing the two, and I also know that I've had enough training to know that any type of traveling, if you're doing any type of an intuitive work, and on top of it, I would actually just say, based on all the materials Sophia's been speaking about right now, that the world is just more intense than we've ever seen it. So that there is a bottom line that says there is a convergence of energy in an airport, and there's
oh,
not
I
a lot
see.
Of...
Oh, I see. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
That I'm getting that. Okay.
I can't control that. I can't change that. Maybe a group of healers, we could sit down and maybe lift LAX for an hour or something. I don't know.
Right.
But in general, it's not my job to change what it is. It's my job to be well walking in it. And so as much as my personality would love, my whole story this week was about, there was this lovely gay man sitting next to me and I crave conversation. So I just went someplace where, as an intuitive, that's not the best place for me to go. So it's that balancing line between knowing what I know as an intuitive and then being that socially happy-go-lucky person that wants to be like, hi to everyone, you know.
Right. Well, and you are such a, I mean, because I can sense that you're such a friendly soul. I mean, you just really are.
I totally am a friendly soul.
Yeah, I feel that. That's why I was like, I mean, when I read the newsletter, it's like, but because when I read the newsletter and it was like, I can't let the personality, I was like, I mean, I clearly get that you don't want to forget your iPod and, you know, go into any kind of unconsciousness, but I wasn't recognizing about the energies, literally meaning of the convergence of the airport. That was the part I was not seeing. I was just seeing you as being, oh, why wouldn't you want to be social? Of course, that's part of the joy of being on the planet right now is the social, at least for myself anyways.
Yeah, well, I think we have to start asking when is it easier to be social? When does it, because as much as I'd love to be social all the time, I'm starting to see it actually does not serve me in a place that's really hard energy because I have to work too hard. And then it costs me later. And so, I mean, that was the message I got is that, you know, it costs me because I let down my guard and there's a whole bunch of things going on in that tiny little plane. There's a lot of people's thoughts. There's a lot of people's worries. There's a lot of holiday energy. There's a lot of.
Right, right. Well, and also, isn't it, you're in the air. Isn't, on some level, is that not being grounded?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really sure. I always find airplane energies to be almost like that stagnant air that keeps on getting circulated, that we're all somehow breathing in each other's stuff.
Yeah, well, actually, I would believe that would be an accurate assessment of the situation. You are breathing. Yeah, huh, wow.
Yeah, and so how can I be centered in my own story and not get caught up in all of the stories on the plane at that
right,
moment?
Right, right.
It's just what I love about Insights is my ability to just sometimes let it hang out and say, hey, you know, we're all just walking out there and sometimes we step in crap. And, you know, I think I'm a good example that I kind of in a lot.
But remember, on, in some cultures, it's considered good luck, so it's not always bad.
Extremely lucky, then.
No, well, again, like I say, I so honor your honesty, and I truly, I see a lot of, you know, people trying to hold or save face, you know, in the spiritual world, you know, that everything's good, and you know, and then something will happen and their whole world is collapsed and you're like, oh, I thought everything was good. It's like, I think it's much more empowering for everyone, self as well as listeners and readership, to know that we are all going through an ascension process. And, you know, there's people who know, but, you know, this is a unique experience never before that has taken place in the history of our consciousness, of our race. This is new to all of us. We're all babes in the woods here.
Yeah, I think that's a great reminder that it's all very new right now, that we're definitely in a new place, and so it just requires us to pay attention.
Yeah.
So thank you. I love it. And anyone that is interested in it, it's ChristinaSophia.com, and it's free. So you just sign up for the mailing list. John actually sends you an e-book of life purpose, that Sophia talks about life purpose, and then you get to hear me, John, and I think the really interesting part, too, about Insights is Sophia's videos each week, and, you know, that, for me, is a huge leap of faith, because at the beginning of this year, I had never been recorded before, so.
Oh, wow.
This was, I never would sit in front of a camera. I was really upset by the camera stuff. It was literally the beginning of 2009 where I did the first video where I sat there and said, oh my God, this is so hard for me. I can't believe I'm doing this. It's really embarrassing. And I finally got through all of that and now are doing a video every week. So.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, you both look marvelous when you do the video. I mean, you can really feel it's a balance. I mean that I feel Christina and I feel Sophia both shining through on the video, and I mean I love it because I mean Sophia has a very much, you know, she does have a very almost Mae West energy. Does that resonate? I mean you're pulling her through, so she comes to me as a very confident,
right,
sensual, you know, flirtatious with wise sage as well, you know. She hits it all.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting. Everyone has their own interpretation of how she comes across. It's all across the board. I definitely feel that Mae West. I feel that the videos still for me are a challenge. So it's it's not so easy to pinpoint for me exactly what she's coming across as. I'm just still happy I'm able to do them.
I honor that. I honor that, Christina. I do. I get that. Yeah.
She definitely is a flirtatious being in the world, and I think that flirtation is really about comfort level, helping people feel comfortable with her, relaxing, and that flirtation kind of puts our guard down, and that she flirts with women and men. It doesn't matter that it's this flirtation of life. It's this playfulness with the hard subjects. It's playfulness with, you know, even her talking about love. You know, she can sit there in the camera and like look right in and say, I love you, in this way that you're like, oh, she does. Hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It's an energy. It's an actual stream of energy.
Yeah, and so it's great. I'm proud of letting people see it. And just recently, we just did an event in Attleboro where I get to show people who haven't seen it, but also the people who had, right after me coming back from school, it was my first time in public. So I got to do an event again where these same people who had seen me long, long ago with my eyes closed, kind of stuck to a chair, now opened-eyed Sophia, you know, dancing in the middle of their in the middle of this circle.
So I love it.
It's been great. I really appreciate it. It's really fun to let people see Sophia and have that experience with her.
Outstanding. Yes, I know we have a caller. Kim from Rhode Island is with us tonight, and she indeed was there, and she said she had a fabulous time, so... Yeah.
It was great. Yeah, it was so great.
Awesome. Awesome. So I know you go back to Rhode Island. That's your roots, correct? Either you or John are from Rhode Island?
I grew up in Mass, actually, and then John went to school at Rhode Island School of Design, and we met in Rhode Island, and then we own property there.
So do you travel to other parts? I mean, and I know you're in California, but do you ever go to, like, let's say Florida or Colorado or Sedona or?
I mean, in terms of my Sophia work, we mostly travel for John's art and then, you know, the real estate that we do back on in Rhode Island. And then with Sophia, I tend to just collaborate whenever I'm going to a new city. So I'll try and hook up with someone local. I haven't traveled much with Sophia yet. I've still been honing the practice. I can say I'm still getting more confident showing up as Christina and kind of offering that bridging on how to really work with Sophia and how to take in the material. Because it tends to be different than a lot of channel material out there. And in the past, I've just been like, here's Sophia.
Exactly.
You know, let everyone deal with all that other stuff on their own. So.
Indeed. Well, I mean, on a personal level, if you're ever interested in coming to Connecticut, I would love to work with you.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, this is the year where I'm really, you know, 2010 for me is all about the being out in the public's eye more and being seen and myself really kind of holding my own weight with Sophia. So, you know, we do have the business Christina Sophia Incorporated, and for the last few years it's just been Sophia Incorporated. Fair enough. Because, you know, she can hold the world all by herself.
Indeed, indeed.
I'm really excited to really kind of add my perspective and to really, I think there's a lot to be said about how I walk in the world, embodying the information, coming in and out of it, you know, doing well with it some days and doing not so well with it other days. So.
Yeah, and I think there's a level of frequency right now that people relate to both, the Sophia as much as Christina. In their own personal experiences.
Well, I think my experience, as I'm hearing from people more and more, because I wasn't sure, what is my value here? You know, what do I have to offer? The more I've been listening to people on my mailing list and people calling in, everyone has been saying to me, it's so refreshing to hear how grounded you are, you know, how you're able to share and how I reflect people's own experiences as intuitive. So I have people are always saying, I had an experience just like that, or something like that happened to me. So
exactly.
Yeah. And that's what I think I love about what you and I do on the show, is that I've heard so many people will write to me in reference, oh, when you and Goldie, you know, and it's me and you first, you know, oh, when you and Goldie and then Sophia. But I've had so many people talk about our conversations because I think that's, you know, that's the two humans living and walking all
over. Absolutely. Feeling the weather, feeling the electricity. So,
yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous. That is, and I love that, you know, I mean, well, it just came very natural to both of us. I mean, it was like there was an instant click with both of us. So.
Oh, yeah. We're like little chatterboxes. We just get on a roll.
So true.
We've had the phone off air for hours before. Time flies when we
indeed,
talk.
Indeed. It's just a fantastic experience. And I guess, you know, it was Vaishali that introduced us, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Vaishali, exactly.
I just got to our purple lady, Vaishali. I have big heart for her. She's an amazing lady, too.
Oh, she's totally amazing.
Yeah. Oh, so we've got hands up. Let me see if, you know what, after all this, I used to look at hands and say until Sophia's on, but I'm gonna open up the lines. I think people might want to talk to you.
Yeah, and I can always bring Sophia in a breath, so pretty simple.
Okay. Okay.
Sophia, whatever someone wants, we'll give it to them.
Okay, I have a caller here. Now, for some reason, when the lines don't show up, it shows up as area code 111, 111, 11111. So whoever has their hand up, talk. I've unmuted you, but I don't know who how to reference you. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Okay, it's you, my friend.
Oh, okay. My name is Linda, and I love Christina. She's beautiful, but I would like to talk to Sophia, too.
Okay, stay. Don't go away. Let me just see if I have one other person with their hand up. If they want to talk to Christina, we'll let Christina talk because sometimes Sophia takes the show off the air.
Yeah.
So we will come back to you. Linda, thank you. All right. And I'm spinning. Oh, there you go. Area code 413, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm new to Sophia and Christina, and I think that they're both lovely. I've been looking at the website. I really like the website. I'm curious to see about what Christina and Sophia has to say as well, and I'm wondering what kind of questions that we could be asking.
Yeah.
I am...
Sure. Go ahead. Sure. Take it away, Christina.
Oh, hi. What's your name?
Angie.
Hi, Angie. So great for you to call in. I'm so excited you found us. So welcome. And pretty much any question is open to you. The thing about, and Sophia is most likely going to answer all your personal questions. Typically, the questions I answer about is, you know, what it's like to be intuitive in the world, all of those kind of intuitive challenges. And then Sophia is going to answer any personal questions of stuff that's going on in your life.
Okay. I actually am an intuitive as well, and I'm trying to launch myself, and I'm wondering, I'm thinking it might take a different avenue than I expected and maybe that I wanted a couple of weeks ago. Applied to a place, and I feel like everything's going to work out just great. It feels wonderful. I can totally relate to the things that you were saying about the energy changing and shifting. The thing is, I thought I was going to get a job at this one particular healing center, and I'm wondering, is it just on hold, or is it, should I just forget about it? I'm very good at what I do, and I'd really love to serve people there.
Right. I'll start, and then I'll turn it over to Sophia, because she's always going to answer a little bit differently than I would. But I would think, you know, one thing, and Goldie, you're welcome to jump in. One thing I've really learned about being an intuitive is that as much as you think being psychic means you can figure it out, it actually means going with the flow.
Well said, Christina. Well said.
Right?
Yeah.
You know,
acceptance.
Acceptance. I think that's the biggest lesson is that, you know, I think we put out intentions all of the time, and the universe is answering those intentions. But I have found it's never the way I think it's going to be. So I could say, oh, I want to do an event there, and, you know, all of a sudden everything is telling me no, 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 even though my mind is saying yes, yes, yes. So I think how I'll answer that is to really trust if something is showing up that is not opening with you know, open arms for you, that there's a really, there's a reason for it, and there's someplace else for you to be, or there's someplace else that you could serve better, and to trust all of those. It's not never a rejection, it's just I see it as wisdom, Sophia, guidance, showing you another opportunity that may be even greater than the one you thought would be a good one. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, I like the way you said that, because it is true. It doesn't always work out, even though you think as an intuitive what's going to happen. You're like, oh, this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. Like, especially with my love life, like, oh, this guy is really great for me or whatever. And then if it doesn't work, it's like, well, I know we could have been great together, that something happened along the way. And, you know, that's what's confusing for me, being an intuitive, is like the love life, but exactly what you're saying. You just never know.
It's crazy making, right, Goldie?
I think part of the sanity is accepting that it's insane, yes.
Yeah, I think I just put that out there because I think we know a lot, but it doesn't mean we know everything. And
yeah.
So being intuitive is really about getting senses and then following those senses wherever they lead us. And, oh, I laugh all the time. You know, I say, you know, so much for being psychic. Shouldn't I know that? Like, wasn't I supposed to know that? But I think that's what's really powerful. Thank you so much for calling in, because I think that's one of the lessons I think Goldie and I talk about all the time, of, you know, the reality of being intuitive versus what the media says it is. Mm. That you're going to have it all figured out, right?
Yeah, this is not a game of the brain. It's a journey of the soul.
Right.
You know, it's almost like at some moments when it was leading you towards that other center, that whatever was happening in your journey was fulfilling, but the journey could shift to, it's almost like a boat going down a river and it bumps into the rocks and it kind of finds its own space, because it really is a never-ending journey. And as long as we always stay in the space that in the moment we're always taken care of, we're okay, it's a journey. It takes us out of the goal setting, you know, the idea that, oh, I didn't make it there, that means I can't make it. It's like, oh, no, just keep watching. The journey will unfold.
Yes, good. And hello, my friends. It is Sophia. I am taking the opportunity to say hello. Is that okay?
Oh, you're always welcome on our show, Sophia. Welcome, love.
hello. And let me take this opportunity for Goldie. I love your imagery. Yes, so we're on the boat, we hit the shore, and we're going to really play off of this imagery to say hello, beloved. It is Sophia, and it is an honor to speak directly to you tonight. Say your name again out loud so we can just feel the vibration of you.
Angie.
Ah, hello, Angie. So what I am going to say might rock the boat. So thank you, Goldie, for the image, yes?
My pleasure.
I am going to say that, Angie, you have what would be considered a great light. You are the sailboat that is filled with great light that is shining. And wherever you go, sometimes there could be an energy of outshining others. Does this make sense to you, beloved?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
So as much as we think healers, light workers, they're going to open our arms, rush towards us and say, yes, you're welcome here, sometimes healers, light workers, they're a little worried about their own light level, their own skill. So what happens is you show up and people get a little nervous about your talents, about your skills. And as intuitives, this is hard for us to hear, because the industry tends to be filled a lot of times with people who want to always serve the highest good, but sometimes those buttons of insecurity gets pushed when people are showing up that are so as talented as they are. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. So there is no judgment against this place that you were interested in, but I want you to begin to see that sometimes people might be nervous by your skills, nervous by your light. So, Goldie, what we love about you and Christina is that you revel in each other's magic. You get together and say, oh, wow, you're so cool. Oh, wow.
It's yes. So true.
Good. And, beloved Angie, the reason you are calling is that you are looking for a community that will not be afraid of what we will call your rock star healing abilities. Make sense?
Yes.
Good. And just because the industry is supposed to do that for you doesn't mean it's always going to happen. What you are looking for is people who are unafraid of talent, are unafraid of being brilliant, and that is why you have called here tonight, because all of us are unafraid of being the bright stars that we are. So we encourage you to say that opportunity did not open because it wouldn't allow you to shine as brightly as you actually are. Make sense?
Yes, sure.
Good. How does it feel for me to acknowledge your brightness? Are you okay with that?
I'm crying. I was crying.
Good. Yeah. Feel it. Feel, where does that emotion come from? It's being recognized, yes?
Yes, because I haven't been recognized. I've been pretty stifled along the way. I'm very attractive, and I never really like to pose a threat to anybody, but it makes sense to me that jealousy has kind of stifled me into being a bit more, being very submissive, actually.
Good. So today we're saying to you, your beauty is acknowledged. Your all that you offer to the world, just because people tend to be afraid of it, doesn't mean that you need to be afraid of it. There are people and places that you can go and be as beautiful, be as light. And especially on this program, we honor beauty. We honor rock star. We honor being special. So do you mind if we just give you a round of applause?
Oh, sure.
All right. Goldie, yes.
Yay! Angie! Definitely. Definitely.
Good. And this is what 2010 is all about for you. You are looking for places that will not, let's say, push you away, will open you, yes, will open their arms to you and applaud your beauty and say, we are not afraid of your talents. So we first start by being unafraid of our own talents, and then everyone else starts to loosen up a bit. When we say we embrace our beauty, we embrace our power, we embrace all of this, then that's what's going to change your new year. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Perfect sense. Perfect
sense.
And
listen to the voice. Yes, she
does. Yeah, it got strong. It got strong. Definitely.
The rock star shows up. So this year we are going to say, screw, excuse the language, but everybody, yes? Nice to put a cork on you. Yes, we're blowing the cork out of that bottle. We're flipping, we're shaking that champagne bottle up, and we are letting that cork fly, yes?
Yes.
Good. And really remember that statement, yes? Screw everyone that wants to put a cork on me. No way.
You read my mind. I'm in a situation where I'm kind of saying that, actually, with some people. But thank you. It's the absolute truth. And it's kind of uncomfortable to say, but it doesn't say. That's the statement I've kind of been saying about a particular place. And I know that that's not my truth. I know I shouldn't have been treated this the way that I had. And I've always felt like the rock star, and I just was confused about why I would be treated in such a way.
Because people are afraid of your power, ultimately because they're afraid of their own. It is their own projection of fear that they are putting on to you. So let's see it as a compliment, yes? They are seeing your potential, and they're afraid of their own potential. So let's just do it out loud. We'll each take a turn, but let's say, screw it. Screw you, no way. I'm not going to take it anymore. Try it out loud. Screw it.
Screw you. No way. I'm not going to take it any longer.
Look at how hard it is. Goldie, go on, let it fly.
Screw it, man. I am not taking it anymore. This is my life, and I'm going to live it.
Good. So, Angie, one more time, and let it out. It's okay.
Yeah.
Screw it here.
Screw you.
And the giggle comes up. It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So go ahead.
I need to be more comfortable with it. But, yeah, absolutely, you know? Absolutely. Does it make sense?
I do know, because there is an embodied version of screw it in the world. No, thank you. You can't put a cork on me. That's embodied. That's not being rude, being mean. That's being your truth. No one will put a cork in me. I am letting myself be the big woman that I am. So your message here today is expression. We are giving you freedom to express yourself and freedom to see yourself as guidance or spirit or sisterhood, yes, sees you. Because here is Goldie today, here is Christina seeing you, recognizing you as a sister on the path of being that embodied feminine being that says, I will be all that I am and not apologize for it, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you so much for calling today. It has been grand to be with you, yes?
Thank you.
May I add one little thing, too? Everything Sophia says is rock on perfect. And also, just so you know, this is Blog Talk Radio, my friend. This is a free place to have a radio show and express yourself. You don't got to ask permission. You just got to create it.
Well, that's exactly. I was a guest host just today for somebody. And I've.
There you go.
Good. Yeah, so that was exactly what was on my mind.
There you go. I mean, exactly like Sophia says, I'm one that personally believes there is an audience for all of us. It's just it's up to us to find our voice.
And look at that. Look at that wisdom. So do you see how Goldie interrupted? And it's not an interrupt at all, because Goldie and I know how to play like this. Let me add something that is her intuition, right? That's her saying, I'm not going to give my power away to a disembodied being, yes? I have something that I got to say. Because hear her knowingness. She knew to say to you, radio program, what is the synchronicity? What is the coincidence that you happened to host a radio show today? That is no bloody coincidence, my friend.
I love you, Sophia.
Good. So let's applaud Goldie now, yeah?
Thank you.
And Angie, hear the wisdom that's not just one way. It's not just coming from me or you or Goldie or Christina. It is coming from that collaboration, that ability that we're all saying, it's okay to be you. That Goldie could reach in there and say to you, love, do that radio show. You were brilliant today. That's her intuition kicking in, serving you as a light worker, just as you are serving many by sharing your story. Do we feel the magic of that, beloved? Yes?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Good. So hint, hint, right? Radio show, beloved. Yes. Angie, hint, hint, radio show. Yes?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for calling tonight, yes?
Thank you. Have a great evening.
All right. You too. Namaste, bye. My friend. Good.
Namaste, Angie. Namaste. Namaste. Sophia, you rock, girlfriend.
But look at you right there, yes? Oh, Blog Talk, please. Oh, by the way, I just happened to do a program today.
That's so true. I just knew I had to say it, but God bless. God bless.
God bless, because that's your ability to embody what we're talking about right here. Yeah? Excuse me, Sophia, I got something to say. Yes, this is what we do as embodied beings in the world. When we know, we speak up. We don't worry about the social norms of it all. We do what we do because we are guided, yes?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and because we're in love, because we come from love and we come from the joy of, you know, I would love to see this woman have a radio show, and to think that it was birthed, the idea was birthed on my show is huge.
Yes, we all feel great about it. We all get behind that program because we are all a part of it. We are all listening tonight. We are all infused. We are all collaborators here. Collaborators in truth, in freedom, in expression.
Yes.
Good, good. So I know there was another caller on the line waiting, yes?
Yes, indeed. Let me click unmute her, I believe. Linda?
Hello.
Hi, you're on with Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. I'm calling to just get a general overview of the energies for me for the year 2010.
Good. So what we always do is I am going to ask you to be more specific, for I can do a generalized overview, but I find that wisdom likes places to jump off of. So by saying to me,
okay.
Now we're just going to do a little lesson for everyone listening right now, by saying to me, tell me about my new year, Sophia. In some ways, you hand your life to me. And I say back, beloved, please don't ever hand your life to someone. Now, it is a great honor for you to hand your life to me. So first I say thank you, thank you, thank you. Yet I give it back to you right away because there are a lot of beings in the world that could take advantage of that fact. Even whether they had information to give to you, you might take their word as solid truth and it might push you off of your path. Does that make sense?
Yes, sure. I'll be specific and say that I'm having some opportunities right now, but they're presenting themselves as major challenges. So I really want to get out of 2009 because it's been a very, very challenging year for me.
Good.
And I'm dealing with relationships.
Good. Thank you. All of that information is so valuable and it holds your truth. So beautifully stated. And that's a beautiful way for me to dive in. So 2009 for the very potent ones here. So let me call you a potent creator. You're someone that has many missions, per se. You're someone that has purposes, many purposes. So 2009 has been the kick-butt year, that 2009 is all about taking higher wisdom, higher ideas, and how do you bring those big ideas down to earth. So let's say 2010 is the flipping around for you, that all of those challenges for you are going to flip around. So what has been a curse will turn into a blessing. So all of the things you are viewing as challenges, I am going to call it the crap or the shit, excuse the language, that's the fertilizer for that beautiful rose that's showing up. So if I were to say last year is about the manure, does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
So eloquent.
Good. So let's all do this with our noses. Ooh, yes.
Woo-hoo!
Hey! And see what we do. When we ask about 2010, we first embody what was 2009. Because once we know what just passed, oh, whew, the smelly manure. Okay, yes, I got in there with the fertilizer. Once we understand that it was purposeful, that you were planting your roses, that you were planting your garden, then you can look towards 2010 and say, oh, this is the year that I am looking for that rose to come through the earth, to actually move up. So notice the difference. Last year was smelly, so that is the fertilizer going down. This year is about the rose breaking through the surface and just beginning to bloom. So the message I have to you is don't force things. Because let's imagine the rose shows up. We can't look at those rose petals and say, hurry up, come on, figure out, I want this year to be beautiful. Bloom, damn it, bloom, right? We typically all do this in our minds, right?
Yes.
Let's be real happy that the rose has arrived and the manure is no longer smelly, right? Because
yes.
It's served its purpose. So this year is to watch your garden arrive and trust by the end of this 2010, that's when you're going to start to witness the blooming. So have patience this year as your garden shows up, as it breaks surface. Make sense?
Yes. Okay, wonderful.
I know it's not exactly all that we want to hear, but when we come from hard times, we have to give ourselves slow transitions. You don't want to go from manure yuck into total blooming all at once. As much as we do, that polar swing is too much. So for you, it's gently coming out of the challenges and moving into the blessings. Make sense?
Yes. Great.
Good.
Grateful. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, beloved. Use these images and keep on with the closing of 2009. Woo! Thanks, smelly. Yes, thanks, fertilizer.
Woo!
The more you can thank the smelliness, the greater it will serve you.
Woo! Thank
Woo!
You.
Woo! We love it, yeah?
We do.
And you're very much helping us. So many people, because so many people have had a very smelly year. So thanks for sharing your story, beloved.
Thank you, Sophia.
Namaste, my friends.
Namaste, namaste. Wow, what a great show so far. I'm not sure if you heard what I was sharing with Christina earlier about the electrical energy.
Yes.
I've had a feeling all day long. I've had a feeling and a visual of a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
I did not know that Christina had been hit by lightning, which just made that, you know, that visual take in, you know, it grounded it, so to speak, that much more in this dimension. But all day long I have had this feeling that something big, you know, is moving. Because another thing I got was the visual of the tornado, that it's just moving. You know, and then we go into the whole Wizard of Oz and, you know, am I going to wake up one day and, you know, have a bunch of little munchkins around me, you know, singing, you know, we come from Lollipop Land. It's like, I just have a sense that it's a major shift is going on.
So let's translate those images for you, for we have three very strong images. And let's see, Goldie, if we can get practice at pulling out your message versus the collective.
Okay.
Because look at what you do. You so easily serve others. You so easily get messages for people that one of the major things for you is to understand that all those that are listening to this program, you are the intuitive ones. You tend to get messages for other people. So we must pull out what's my message and what's others. So let's start. Lightning bolt, tornado, and then the third one, Wizard of Oz. Of those three messages, let's say one of them is yours. So you either choose lightning bolt, tornado, or Oz, dropping down in Oz. Which one is yours, Goldie?
Oz, definitely.
Oz. Okay. Which one is collective right now? What's going on in the masses?
I'm going to say tornado.
Good. So what is the lightning bolt then?
Maybe an awakening to self-empowerment that is also collective as well as through my own being.
Good. So let's say the electricity. So what you're reading, you started with the lightning bolt. You read energy. Right now, there are tons of focus on, let's say, all of humanity right now. There is an awakening, there is an energy, there is a quickening frequency or a directive energy that's powing, boom, hitting down on the planet, yes?
Yeah.
Awakening everyone. And we have those that will be caught up in the tornado in the journey and those that land in Oz. So if I were to say to you, where are you in the Oz journey? You're already all the way on the other side of the journey, yes? Yeah? So you already have found the red shoes. There's no place like home. You've already gone through that crazy journey, Goldie, of awakening. So for you, the Oz that you're creating is not, oh my God, look at this whole world that I didn't know exists. Because notice that some of your story still takes on collective, because the collective is about to land in Oz, right? The psychic
right.
Oz, right?
Right, right, right.
For you, yours is, there is an intense bolt of energy, so I'm going to say the lightning bolt is a lot of your own personal message, which awakens you to say, I know what to do with this frequency. The lightning bolt doesn't take me to the tornado, doesn't take me to the land of Oz, because I have already gone there.
Right, okay. So this is what happens as we dance in Oz and then like maybe come back to the tornado to share?
Let's say you've already done the message you're translating. So when I said to you, what part of this is yours? You immediately went to Oz. And for me, I'm going to say the lightning bolt is your message. And the lightning bolt is translate this differently. Goldie, Christina, yes?
Yes.
All those was listening today, you don't have to go to the tornado. You don't have to go to Munchkin Land. You've already been in Munchkin Land. Sorry to say, right?
Indeed.
You've already been out there. You've already followed the yellow brick road. You've already got your courage.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Because I'm looking at it more from, like, you know, heaven on earth in the sense of, but right, meaning not the journey, just the magic.
The magic, there you go. So the lightning is to say to you, there is an incredible amount of focus available to you right now. Remember, so hear what I said, you have your heart, you have your courage, you have your brain. Take that focused lightning energy and use it. What does Goldie choose to do now that I am back home with all the wisdom of Oz, right?
Indeed.
Good.
Indeed. Okay.
So it's real easy to get caught up in the masses right now. It's real easy to start interpreting the tornado. Oh no, Munchkin's going to show up. I got to figure out my brain, my heart, my courage. Oh wow.
Definitely. Definitely.
That's
Definitely.
A long journey, right?
Yeah.
And let's say to those that are listening to this program, another reality, you've already gone through these. You've already been on the therapeutic journey. You've already been in the metaphorical closet, yes? You've already sorted your material. 2010, for those that are listening, it is the time for you to really be the magic, to take the heart, the courage, the brain, and to really infuse it in that path of things are going to be great for me as things get really hard for everyone else. I've already laid my manure down. I've already done the hard stuff, and I'm ready to watch the garden grow.
That's exquisite, because, you know, that is addressing something that I have felt in my own experience where there I tend to feel a guilt in this point in time that I don't necessarily have the stresses that several of the people in my life have.
Yes.
And I need to acknowledge because I did it 10 years ago.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
And let's say to everyone that's listening, even if you still feel, I am still in struggle, Sophia, I'm still, oh, I feel like one of those ones that are lost. I'm going to ask you to look at your last 3 to 5 years and say, have you been conscious? Have you been looking at your material? Have you been asking questions? Why? What's the purpose? Where do I go from here? And if your answer is yes, then really trust this ending of this decade is ending that period of doubt for you, and you're stepping into the period of trust. So we're flipping. Those that have been awakened already, who have already been asking the questions, you're flipping over. You have been in doubt. We're flipping you. We're turning the page. We're chucking you to the right-hand side. We're chucking you into the light, right?
Indeed.
As everyone goes into the darkness, you're getting thrown in the light because everyone in the dark needs you there, right? You need to be there yourself, your friends, the people around you that are going through the hardships. What is the best thing for you first and then for them is for you to stay grounded in your knowingness, your groundedness that all the manure is eventually purposeful. I'm not saying just because I say that anything's going to get better. Doesn't mean just because I know that poop stinks, yes, and it's valuable, doesn't mean it's stinking any less today for you.
Right.
But it does mean that I trust it. And when I trust it, guess what, Goldie? It allows everyone else to trust in their stuff. Because that's what the world needs right now, the ability of the intuitive ones to trust in people's stuff, whatever that may be. Your lost friend, your friend in a divorce, your friend in bankruptcy, your mother this, your sister this, blah, blah, blah this. Trust in their stuff.
Very, very powerful, Sophia.
Yes, and how can you do that? Well, beloved, you spent a long time trusting your own stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you have the ability to trust their stuff because you trust your own stuff, and you have realized that by not running away from it, by being present with it, that's how you've worked it out. That's how it's found its peace. That's how you found the wisdom in it. That's how you planted the seeds which grew your rose.
Yeah, no, I have definitely learned running from my stuff will kill me. Facing my stuff is the only journey that will make sense of it. Running from it, personally, was going to kill me.
Yes, and trust that those that are running from it, that's their coping mechanism at the moment. Run away. There'll be a moment that you won't be able to run anymore. Trust their stuff.
Right.
Whatever their stuff is, just trust it. There is your Christmas present, everyone. Trust the stuff of your friends and family. And imagine showing up to Christmas dinner or to whatever holiday celebration you have, and there is a whole bunch of stuff gathered, right? Meaning people's baggage that shows up when they're in families. And you just look around and say, oh, I trust your stuff. I trust your stuff. I trust your, we could call it, manure, right?
Yes, we could.
So what is that? The little bag of coal? We have seen those little joke presents, the little, yes, plastic poop, right?
Oh, yes.
We can imagine in a box, metaphorically, saying, I trust, here is a bow on your poop, because I trust it.
Indeed. Good. Indeed.
Good. And it may sound silly, but we have spoken about this before. We
yes,
spoke
we have.
About this in the middle of the year when everyone's stuff was flying, right? When even the awakened ones were having a lot of issues. And really, this has been the year where the sensitive ones have had all of the challenges because the collective was in the process of awakening. Now they just opened their eyes, right? Everyone is just starting to rub their eyes coming out of sleep. They're a little groggy. They're trying to figure out this new Oz land. Or they're still in the tornado. They're not yet at Oz, right?
Right. They haven't landed yet. Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Yes.
We're in a big, huge process right now. And as sensitive ones, it's our job to not get caught up in it.
Yes.
Yes. Or, as the channel shared, you will lose stuff. You'll trip over everyone's stuff. So the channel shared, I lost my iPod because I got caught up in the collective. And I don't need to get caught up in the collective. I can walk my own walk and not trip over everyone's baggage right now.
Yeah, I have more clarity on this truth than I have ever had in my life. I mean, I definitely still oscillate back and forth, but when I'm on the side of trusting my stuff and trusting their stuff, I am more grounded in that being the truth than I have ever been in my life.
Good.
Yeah.
So take this moment and feel the transition in your body. What has happened to the lightning? What has happened to the tornado? Anything shift for you as we recognize your truth versus the truth of the collective?
Well, I definitely feel an expansion. It's a within expansion.
Yes.
Yes.
Settling now, down. It is a, you're not going to go spinning off somewhere. Yes, you're
yeah,
not.
In, no, not at all. Exactly. Been there, done that.
Yes, you're not in danger, you see. You're not in danger of spinning off. And that's why this program is so important. You remind people, both you and Christina, through your talking, you remind people, we pick up stuff. We pick up stuff of people's all the time. And how do we interpret it? How do we pull it apart so we can distinguish what's ours and what's another's?
Oh, namaste, Sophia, indeed.
Thank
indeed.
You.
It's, yes, thank you. I'm so... I so look forward to our shows. I mean, I really, really believe that we are reaching huge, huge audiences, whether it's today or in the future. This message is so important to the intuitive and to those, the light workers that have already awakened. And it is such an honor to serve that community. Such an honor.
Yes, well, it is hard to find our truth in that community sometimes because, again, we are the sensitive ones, yes? So you feel everyone's stuff. So you gather a group of light workers and they carry the weight of the world on their shoulders, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
What we do here is we clear that weight off so that the room is filled just with the light workers. It's not filled with all the problems of the world. We say to light workers, find a place to relax, find a place to find your wisdom, and leave the world's problems at the door, for you need a place. And really, that is the message we share over and over again. How do we leave the world's problems at the door so that we can embody our own truth, so we can be our own expressions? Because there is, Sarethi, here is my message for everyone that is listening, tuning in, getting ready to move towards 2010, is that guidance here is at an extreme level of high. You could say that the angelic realms, yes, and we're using very New Age language. That's okay, because a whole bunch of New Agers are listening, yes?
Indeed, indeed.
We could say that the angelic realm has completely shown up. And for every one person, there are 3 to 5 angels now consciously getting in there, helping people. So guess what, light workers? Your time has come that you don't have to help people as much as you used to. Just by being you, you're helping people because the angels got it covered, right?
Sophia, you are confirming something I just became aware of today. Exactly. In other words, we no longer have to do the healing work. It is now our job to be the example and the expression of the joy when we have done the healing work with self.
Exactly. It's the expression of the joy.
Yes.
And the truth of not being afraid of the journey, not just focusing on the joy, not just saying, oh, it's joyous over here, yay me, right?
No, exactly, exactly. It is because it's in our joy we will be in the dimension where we'll be able to see everybody's angels around them, actually, that they're not alone. Most people's biggest fear when they're in the tornado is that they're alone.
Yes.
And they're not alone.
They're not alone. And whether or not we share with them they're not alone, whether or not we tell them angels are next to them, for they're not going to recognize that right away. What we will share is that we had a hard time too. So what you and Christina do together is you talk about the hardships. You don't just sit in the joy place like you are on that chair with the queen's hat on. You just don't sit up there in the royalty spot. You say, yes, to get to this place, to be in a place where I feel joy a lot of the time, it doesn't mean that I didn't struggle to get there. It doesn't mean that I still don't fall down. Yeah. So it is the light worker's time to be embodied, embodied in joy and embodied in the fact that you had to work hard to get here.
Yes.
And you keep on falling. Even now that you're in the light, you keep on falling down. You still got bumps and scrapes because that's the truth. That's the reality of being here and now. It's so loud, even the most practiced ones are going to fall down because everyone's falling down everywhere. So even the light workers that are, you're not used to taking a vacation, right? So you pack your bag to go to the beach and you're so excited to be at the beach, you forget to put on your sunscreen. You have your sunscreen, right?
Right.
But you're not good at vacationing. You're not good at being at the beach, right?
It's so true. It's so true.
All of you light workers, you're not going to really be good at being happy and blissful right now. You got to get practiced at it, right?
Indeed.
Just like those that are awakening need to get practice at being in the hardships. You get good at being in the hardships. That's why you're graduating. That's why you're coming out of the hardships, because you're good at it. So if we reflect on the insights of Christina from last week, it is to say, yes, I lost my iPod. I had all the opportunity in the world to beat myself up as I used to. But instead, I stopped and said, there is that critical voice. What do I do with it right now? How do I be good at the challenge? How do I be good at the fact I just stepped in doggy doo-doo? Now, how do I look down and say, oh, I did that? How do I be good at that? And that's what you two are sharing with people, how to be good at being in hardships. Because once you're good at it, then guess what? We get to get practiced at being good in the non-hardships, right?
Exactly.
On the vacations, on the beach, on having fun in the world. But both sides, we have to learn, we have to remember how to be good at it, because we have naturally forgotten, yes? We have chosen to put that veil, that illusion in front of us.
But that illusion is, it is lifting. I mean, it, if not almost, I don't want to say gone, I mean, but there is clearly instant manifestation happening in many of me and my friends' life that are light workers. I mean, it's not every moment of every day, but we clearly are noticing we're saying things, and literally within less than 24 hours, it's manifesting.
Yes, that's exciting. That's being on the light side, and it's grounding it. It's going, wow, whoa, that just happened, cool, and
yes.
Then grounding it, because that's what we know from being in the hardships. We know that if you go flying off on a kite, woohoo, instant manifestation, yay, tomorrow, yay, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't work out. You have to ground it down. You have to honor it and trust that you're moving towards a place where instant manifestation will be more commonplace.
Right.
But see how the light provides a lot of fantasies? That's what happens when the light workers get in light, right? They get all excited. Give me the lotto numbers, Sophia, right?
Yes, indeed.
Well, you got to work for the lotto numbers, my friends, right?
Indeed.
You get practiced at being in the light. You have to practice it. So just because that instant manifestation shows up, honor it, ground it, trust it, and know you're going in that direction.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an exquisite experience, because the joy that I mean, from personal experience, the joy that I have been experiencing when I experience it, it really is a full cellular experience. I mean, every cell in my body is humming a joyful tune.
Yes.
Where it used to be, joy used to be, I think, more in my head.
Yes.
Because I was very disconnected from my body as, you know, as a kid growing up, and you know, between the molestation and the drugs, I trained myself not to be in body, and the ascension process has really trained me to come back in, because that's what the power, all my answers were not going to be found outside of my own being. They were going to be found right here in the now moment, present in the physical.
In the body, in the physical, being in body,
yeah,
in sight,
yeah,
going within and allowing that wisdom to show up. Grand. And that's the embodiment piece. Wow, manifestation. We're seeing it. Wow. Bring it into you. Settle it down. Notice all of our woohoo. We do all of that. And then we bring it in and settle it down. Then we bask in the light with our sunscreen on, right?
Yes, exactly. It's almost like, because I have a friend of mine, he's also very powerful. He was going through bankruptcy. He created this bonfire in his backyard. And he essentially, in a word, he blew himself up. And you know, after that, he was like, listen, I cannot go into creation half-heartedly, you know, because he realized that he was not fully conscious when he went into that. He was just like, listen, I'm going to burn everything, and this is all going to be done in the past, and I'm going to be done with it, bye. And it literally, you know, it came back like a boomerang and burnt his ass. And it was like, you know, he goes, it really taught me to be conscious.
Yeah.
He goes, like, I'm wielding some power here. And you don't want to wield that power unconsciously, which is, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's what all the stuff is, to help us first understand that we're creating the stuff that's negative, because as we become aware of our joy and our instant manifestation and our power, we're going to be much more powerful beings that will want to have the training of neutralizing the looking at the manure and seeing it as a fertilizer. You know, neutralizing things that we don't have to have arguments about right and wrong. We just simply have to understand our own essence and create from that point. We don't necessarily have to control another, or, you know, even, you know, like I have found, I'm not even choosing to manifest, quote-unquote, the soulmate. I mean, I would love to have a partner, but truly the partner I'm finding in this experience is me, the one that will never leave me, me.
Yes. So let's circle back around. Because
okay, yeah, I said a lot. Sorry.
Really good at going boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Three different levels all at once. So let's go back. So about neutralizing. So
right.
You use the word neutralizing. What we're doing is neutralizing the fear of dark. So we have yin and yang together. One is not afraid of one another. If we look at the yin-yang symbol, we have dark and light, which meets one another, and that little circle of other. So in the dark side, we got that little circle of light.
Right.
Inside, we have the circle of dark. The opposite is inside of it. So the light is inside of the dark is inside
yes.
of the light. That little.
Yes.
So what we are doing is we are neutralizing the fear of opposite so that we are no longer afraid of light nor dark. Yes?
Yes.
Fear. We're not afraid of any of it.
Yes.
And we don't let the collective energy, we neutralize collective energy and we find our own truth so that we can stand in front of someone who's up to their ears in crap and say to them, and they're spewing it everywhere, we can step back, we can put on our umbrellas on, and we can say, my friend, hey, I trust you, I honor you, but I'm not going to get in there with you and get all covered in your stuff. I'm happy to sit back and be your witness, trusting that your process is valuable.
Oh, so it's so exquisite. I love the way you take my spew and give it organization and just some juice and some guts behind it. I love it.
Then let's notice that for you. So let's say that we do this program together to reflect back how to take actual tools and use them in our life. So let's say, Goldie, you have a very, it's like you're a rapper. So this week, Christina also talked about rapping, yes? And how she got all into this rap music, yes? You can riff off of things. So you can be talking about a subject and something else comes up and you riff off of that. And then you riff off of that, right?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Now, what you would like to do is the ability to know when you're going in that rapper song that instead of being about one subject, it becomes about five subjects. Understand that and then stop yourself at the end and go, wow, woo, yes, I just riffed.
Yes,
woo,
yes.
Right? Let's go back and see what I just did. Because a lot of people can't follow that riff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and this is what happens with intuitives. There's a burst of energy, a burst of energy, a burst of energy that they can follow. There is a real power in going back and tracking what you just did and pulling it apart and finding the wisdom in every little segment, in every rhythm that you have created.
Okay. Indeed. Yes.
And this will
yes.
be powerful for you in your life because that's sometimes people, their minds go a little boggled when they spend time with you, right? Because they can't follow. And if you go listen to a rapper, try and listen to every word they're saying and follow them, by the end your mind is like, whoa, 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 right?
Yeah, it's warped. I have been told. It's like, Goldie, you're warping my mind. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Well, you like to go, actually, here's your assignment. Go listen to rap because they are clearly speaking, but the words are so fast with rhythm behind it, and they are talking several subjects. They're telling a story all at once, but you have to highly pay attention. So the rap rhythm will be really interesting for you to see yourself. You're like a spiritual rapper.
I will do that. I will do that, indeed. Thank you, indeed.
Good. And what you just have to look at is, oh, I just did a big, huge song. Let me go back and talk about the song I just did, right?
Now,
if Peppa came back out on stage afterwards and said, hey, let's really slow down. Let's really dissect what that song was all about. Oh, my goodness, we would all get into rap music, yes?
Indeed. Indeed.
How does that feel? It feels kind of exciting. I use it because I am coming through the channel's body who has had rap songs in her head constantly for 1 week. And you could say, maybe that's wisdom speaking, that we are all now pulling together all different subjects and matters, and they are all coming together to make a song in our heads right now. So let's pay attention to the songs in our heads, because maybe that's your guidance speaking.
Indeed. And wouldn't this also be on some level a multiple, like, I'm becoming aware that I'm multiply dimensional. So it's almost like in the unification of all these levels of me coming into one unified presence, you know, it has many layers and many levels coming out at once.
Yes, it is the multifaceted diamond. You're seeing that the diamond has many facets to it, yes?
Yes, yes.
And that it's okay to express each facet, but also to come back and see the diamond as a whole. Yeah.
Indeed. No, indeed. And because I have gotten a hit before, a personal hit, that Eminem, the rapper, who's very controversial, I got a hit that he was an ascended master. Speaking to his audience, because every audience will have a master that speaks to him.
Yeah, so let's ask everyone. We could put the little assignment out. It is something that was also in the Insights newsletter, to go and listen to some genre of music that you typically don't like, that doesn't draw you, because you would be surprised that wisdom is speaking all across the board. It's not just in classical music. It's just not in pretty art. It is in every imaginable place that you can even begin to fathom. Wisdom is always speaking. There is always guidance. And a lot of times it's hiding under the rock and waiting for you to go, oh, I've never seen that rock over there. How curious. And to
absolutely
lift it up.
Absolutely. That's exquisite advice. Definitely.
Good, good.
Definitely.
And also for you particularly, just like Christina, you have the ability to rap, you have the ability to riff. And once you understand that, you will understand your rhythms better, and you will come back and explain what you're missing sometimes is the explaining of your riffing, right? You riff.
Right.
And then you go on to another riff, a whole other song, right?
Absolutely. I have had so many people tell me, whether it be listeners or even sometimes guests, go, you know, Goldie, you took about 7 right turns. I couldn't follow. I didn't know where you were going to end up. And it's like, yeah, I don't know why, or like there's no planning on that. It's an energy. It is. It just births itself and then literally comes out in a verbal ref. I mean, that's exactly what it is.
It's a creative rhythm. It is a sparking. You're following the spark. So now you wait for the natural pause, which there was one. You paused.
Right.
You
right.
stopped. And I said, wow, let's go back. That's your, so now look for, the rapper must look for the pauses, must look for when does the song end.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And if we could give advice to Eminem or any other rapper out there, I would say that if you actually took song and slowed down after each song and did spoken word, I just want to share with you the message underneath that. So, Goldie, you don't have to go back and dissect everything, but imagine if you distilled the message at the end.
No, indeed. It's very powerful advice.
So,
because I do see it. I see, when you say spark, that's what a visual, because it's like, it's a spark that gets me in that direction, then another direction, and it becomes, there's a game where, you know, it's like think of one thing and then that leads to another thought, which leads to another thought, which leads to another thought. In my head, there's a connection to everything. I just get that the audience might not know what that connection is because I haven't shared that.
And let's say unless you review it, you will forget it. So will everyone else. So let's do a little test here.
Okay.
Let's see what happens. There's no pass or fail.
But okay.
Let's see. Can you go back to the last, because now I have changed the subject a little bit.
Okay.
Can you go back to your last riffing, okay,
yeah,
that you just did? Now, we have been off of the subject for almost 5 minutes. Can you remember any of it? See if you can go back and see if you can find what you were just talking about.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, I started talking about my friend who lit the bonfire.
Yes.
And my idea of when I was speaking about him was that he was playing with an energy that got quickly out of control. And my thought behind it was that I wanted people to know, have reverence for your power, because then you don't have to be afraid of it. It won't bounce back at you and burn you if you have reverence and you're in total awareness of who you are, what you are, what you're doing. It will become your friend, not your enemy.
Let's stop right there. Have reverence for your power. It will become your friend, not your enemy. So imagine you had the whole song where you just did ba 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 ba. You did your whole song, then you stopped, the music faded, and you said, the moral of that story, the moral of that song, my friends, was right there.
Indeed, God.
You're the power of that, right?
That's hot.
Good. So let's thank all those rappers out there for their teaching us some lessons right now.
Indeed. Rock and roll. Indeed.
And let's also offer a lesson back to them to say the world, the rest of the world, besides those that are pulled naturally to rap, the rest of the world would be so intrigued by rap if they gave a little tiny sum up, a little, this is what the song was about. I hope you received it.
Oh, God, Sophia, definitely. Definitely, because I really believe that the rappers are talking about a pain that has been a part of their culture, and their understanding in the expressing of it, they're healing.
Good. And notice, so here is you starting to riff, so we're going to go with it, because this is going right into the dark, which we just talked about, right? We were talking about finding the value, the yin, the yang, right?
Yes, yes.
That we were diffusing the collective. They're expressing the collective in their rapping. They're diffusing it by giving it expression.
Absolutely.
And understanding it, finding value, finding purpose in, I'm doing something creative with, I'm doing something with it, besides, yes, creating crime, violence, because
yes.
We feel that collective and we want to put it somewhere. Let's put it somewhere creative. Let's use that energy to a creative outlet that's constructive versus destructive.
Absolutely.
And let's thank all those rappers, because they are turning that destructive energy into constructive ways to look at it.
Absolutely.
Good. So I'm just going to say to Christina, you can listen back to this because her mind has been going crazy. I am obsessed with this one rap album and it's driving me crazy. Well, she's intuitive. She knew she would talk to you and you would work out your lightning thing and she would work out her rapping thing, right?
Oh, indeed. I love that we are. It's a win-win-win situation around with the three of us. Always. Always.
Good.
Yes.
Ah, we take a breath, yes?
Oh, definitely.
Good, good. So naturally track, what happens after the rapper spends a lot of time singing? Where are you right now?
I'm vibrating like huge right now.
Good. So just take a moment and feel it. And we're going to let everyone that's listening we fill the space with breath and silence. Oh, that moment of silence. Let's just do it one more time, a breath in and out, and then just silence, silence that we do together. So the breath in and out. That moment.
I hear the sirens, though. It's cracking me up.
Good. You can hear that from this end, yeah?
Yeah. I find that that is very typical, that in silence. Last weekend, I went into a silence. Sophia, I was so frightened by the silence until I went into it, and it embraced me in a way that, like I said, I am truly finding my true soulmate is me. Yeah, the silence offers that, I believe.
But let's notice the sirens with, yes? Let's notice the sirens. We want to be quiet.
Okay.
We wish to find that self Yet when we go there, the sirens show up. It's scary.
Yes.
It's loud in the world right now, right?
Yes.
It's real hard to find silence because it means that you are tuning everything else out. So let's say that siren that we heard, it is to say it's okay that no one else can hear silence. It's okay it's loud out there. And instead of being afraid that it's so loud, how do we turn that silence in, that sirens in the silence, yes? How do we find both of them meeting, both of them valuable, that if we are choosing silence and sirens show up, that the sirens don't say, oh, be afraid, uh-oh. We say, naturally there's a piece of me that's afraid of that no thing, that no thought, that expansive space of potential, right?
Definitely.
And that is a collective fear, that no thought, that just being. And that's okay. We honor it. We honor there is fear in just being versus doing, thinking, just being with ourselves. How grand.
Exquisite.
Good. And there is the youth. So it's very interesting to watch the Goldie that riffs, that raps, and then the Goldie that is very silent, that is very, both, you're reverent in both places, but that quickening of pace and that slowing of pace. And you find that many intuitives are really good at the ability to go to those poles, go to the rapping rhythm and then the silence, right?
Well, is that what the whole bipolar misunderstanding is?
Yes, and let's see how to weave them together, right? Because that's what we lack, the ability to take that silence and use it inside of the rap, right? To take the silence and to infuse it with a little bit of that rap rhythm. Remember, that's the yin and the yang with the reference of the opposite inside of it, right?
Yes, yes.
So let's imagine you're in a riff. Hold on. Yeah! Wow. See, when we bring both in, it's really valuable.
It's quite the dance.
It's quite the dance. And you will find, Goldie, that people are going to have a lot easier time following you as you infuse that opposite rhythm, whatever it is, whether it is the silence, yes, or the rap in silence, whichever, rhythm in silence or silence in rhythm, yes.
Right, right.
When you infuse those two together, then people have a real easy time following.
Oh,
the yin and the yang together, you're welcome, yes?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it brings everything together. I am clearly becoming aware of the importance of my own silence. I mean, but even, it's so amazing, even from a communication point of view, my silence is important. That's huge. Thank you, Sophia. Thank you.
Ah, you're welcome. Well, it's huge for everyone to hear right now because that silence is exciting. It's a little scary. And it's a little challenging to incorporate because it requires an interrupt. It requires you to interrupt the rap and infuse a moment of silence in it. It requires you to interrupt the silence and infuse a little rhythm in it.
Right, right. Oh, but yes. It feels so fabulous when you do it.
Yes, and see that right here? You were in the silence, and then here comes the rhythm.
I have so many things I want to share just on that, but just, what was it, 30 seconds, a minute?
Yes.
No, so question, if I stayed in the silence longer, would I reach a deeper depth? Like, is depth connected to the length of silence?
Well, silence is always something that takes time to develop and practice, and there is a level of depth with it. Yet it is just like anything, a person learning to scuba dive, they start in a pool, right? They
right.
bring them to a place that has a very definitive depth.
Right.
Depth. So you see the bottom right there, and it's pretty shallow, right?
Right.
So it's the ability to practice with the silence, not having to go, yes, to death con so-and-so, not having to go all the and everyone always wants to do that. Oh, let's have the extreme silence. Let's go sit in silence for days when they haven't even practiced sitting in silence for moments, right?
Exactly.
So it's all about not beating yourself up at what your ability is to sit in silence. So for you, silence, infusing your silence in the rep is going to take some practice. So you just did what your body naturally could do right there.
Right, right.
But your mind said, oh, I could have done better, Goldie. Maybe if I just waited 5 more seconds.
Exactly.
Hello, mind. Hello,
yes.
Mind. We love you. Yet, hey, give us a break here, right?
Yes. Me and Christina have that. That's why when I read the newsletter, I was like, oh, I know what she's going through.
Oh,
I totally resonate.
That judgmental mind. We're always judging ourselves. We should be better. Well, you're exactly where you're at for a reason. Get present with it. Stop going future. Stop going past. When am I going to be better? Past. Oh, I've done this so many times. Be in present. Oh, this present moment, I did this, and what does this moment mean? Not all the accumulation of the past moments or the projected future moments. What does it mean to this moment, right?
And that has depth.
That has a lot of depth. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Good. So let's do a sum up. Let's see if we did many songs tonight. What are some of the songs you remember? Let's see if we can sum up, because we had 2 callers. What are some of the things we remember from the songs we shared tonight?
Expression. Yeah. Expression is important, and not to let anybody else tell us we don't have a voice.
Good.
Even more clearly stated, there is no one that can stop us when we choose to express ourselves.
Good. Did you remember an image that we used to go along with that?
It's
a very New Year's Eve image.
The rock star image?
The rock star and the champagne bottle.
Oh, the cork, right.
Cork.
Right.
So no one can stop us. So let's really, we're about to move into 2010. Let's all of us imagine shaking up. Right? This is a big deal, right?
You think?
Shaking that champagne bottle, going outside and letting that sucker fly.
Yeah, that was good. That was well timed.
Perfectly timed. And notice the silence that let it really bing, right?
Yeah.
The moment it took to create it, silence and pop, yeah? Good. So, expression tonight, and we already have a tool. Whether we're able to do it or not, Goldie, what we do in this program, remember one of your gifts. Remember, I have given you homework assignments around these gifts. I never forget.
You have. Time. You have.
Okay, no worries. There's no judgment, no judging whether we do our homework assignments or not, right?
I appreciate that, indeed. And I never feel judgment from you, ever.
No
ever.
Judgment, but we give visuals. You're really good at giving visuals because it interrupts. Let's imagine New Year's Eve, there's a lot of stuff going on. People are making a lot of statements. What do I want to be? Where am I going? But we are all going to see champagne bottles. So what we have done as a community, we have taken an image that is a collective image, and we have infused it with letting ourselves out of the bottle. The genie is coming out of the bottle. We're shaking up that champagne, and we're letting ourselves fly in the world, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I love the genie. Love that metaphor. Love it.
Yes. And together, guess what? Whether we realize it or not, anyone that's listening, you're going to see a champagne bottle and you're going to think, wow, I wish I could go shake that and let it all fly. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. It matters not because you thought about it, right?
Indeed.
You connected back with permission to let yourself out of the body, a body, bottle, yes, and come back.
Oh, indeed, yeah.
Slip of tongue there, because a lot of times when that bottle gets shaken, the top goes out, we're so excited to come out, and then it's really, we go up, and then where does that cork go? It has to come down. Where does that champagne go? It spills out. So we go out, and then we come down and embody that in.
Oh, indeed. Very good.
Good.
Very powerful. Yeah.
So we got expression. Yes, expression through the champagne bottle.
Yes.
What else? Anything else we remember?
Trust ourselves.
Yes.
And wait, and the visual. Let me remember the visual for that. Wow, I remember the conversation with lovely Linda, and I don't remember the visual.
Good. So just stay with that. So what was the conversation with Linda about?
The conversation with Linda was about the manure.
Yes, it takes a moment to track, right?
Yes, God bless you.
Yes. So we got the champagne bottle popping, and ourselves. Then we have trust ourselves, trust in the hardships. We have the fertilizer, planting the seeds, and imagining the rose coming up, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, and it is the garden and the rose that is what we have gone through. It's why we have the fertilizer. It's not like there's no purpose. The purpose of the fertilizer is the garden.
Yes, we got the yin-yang. Yes, we got the fertilizer and the rose. They need one another. There is synergy there, yes?
Absolutely.
So it's
absolutely
the same thing we have done. So now let's remember, so a lot of people, we spent a lot of time in one of our programs talking about the manure, the crap, right?
Yes, yes.
In 2009, we spent a whole show on the crap, right?
We did, in the yellow raincoat, and the crap coat, we actually called it.
Notice how you remember the image, the raincoat.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so as we're wrapping up 2009, we're honoring the manure. We're honoring the crap, yes?
It's absolutely, it's exquisite.
And we're moving into the new year, and we are now realizing it's our time for our garden to bloom.
Yes.
How exciting, right?
Incredibly. Incredibly. I mean, I feel it in every cell of my body. 2010 is our time. It's actually right now, but it will, it's like a gateway. We walk through the gateway of our own joy. Nobody has to hand it to us. It doesn't have to come from the government or whatever. We walk through the gate of our own joy if we so choose that.
Yes. Good.
Wow.
How grand, right?
Yeah, it's hot.
Okay.
It's hot.
And we're going to go one more place because
what
I am sharing with everyone is a lot of times we can take three things in. We can take three things away and have the probability of actually taking action on those three things.
Okay.
So in a two-hour show, we talk about a lot, right?
Indeed, indeed.
So if we can distill it down to three images, we can rap, we can riff, we can go to all these places.
Indeed.
But as teachers, yes, what we would like to do is distill our information so that we can walk away with a tool right in our pocket. It's ready to use today, now, tomorrow, the next day, right?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about your riffing, your rap song, okay? And let's talk about the yin and the yang. Let's use those two images, yes?
Okay.
As the riffing and the silence. So let's say that 2010, for the awakened ones, for all of those that are listening to this program, because if you have, even if your mind, if you have said, oh, I don't know, Sophia, I'm not so awakened, I don't really know, if you're listening, you're part of the awakened ones that are already on your journey.
Absolutely.
So for 2010, it's about riffing, following that intuition. So if we remember back to Angie, the first caller, we had Christina going with Angie, then with you, then with me, then with Angie, right?
Definitely, yes.
That's the riffing. That's the rapping,
yes.
Right? We don't know what's coming, but we riff. We go. We go with the inspiration. Thought, bum, 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 bum. Stop. Infuse silence. Ah, good. Now we flip to the other side. Silence. Ooh, rhythm. Back to silence. So, to review, watch the dance, Goldie, right? Here we go with the dance. 2009. Here we go with the rapping. 2009. It has been filled with a lot of manure. Pew! Ew! Holy crap! Oh, my shoe! Oh, the fertilizer. We feel the laughter come in. Yet we take all of that smelly energy. We bring it to the ground. We develop our garden. We have planted our seeds. 2009, thank you for being so stinky. Thank you. Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Fertilizing my garden. Thank you for creating the space that my rose shall grow, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That was number one, right? Thank
yes.
you, 2009. Ready for number two? Here we come, 2010. Champagne bottle.
Woo!
Shake it all up. Woo!
They're popping.
Right?
Yes.
Of the celebration, we're letting ourselves out. Ready now, we're already going into the wisdom of 2010. So we're riffing, we're riffing, we're riffing, letting it all out. Oh, that champagne bottle is now, all of that champagne's running over the bottle. Ooh, we're pouring.
Abundance, abundance.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Now, 2010, we have that rhythm, that riffing, that pop, that information, that something shows up, something else shows up, someone else infuses information, more things get added, and 2010, we take breaks. We use silence.
Integration.
Yes.
Yes.
And we let the rhythm find its way in.
Yes.
So see what we have done in this ending of year program.
God, you are magnificent, Sophia.
Well, thank you.
You are.
As are all of you. That's why I can do this. That's why I can see this, because it is your brilliance that I am riffing off of, right?
Wow. Awesome.
Good. So what we did is we reviewed past. We stepped into present,
yes.
And we created rhythms for future.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, lovely, right?
Yeah. I'm getting teary. I mean, this is really emotional.
Good. Feel it. It's lovely. We have had several tears tonight, so we let them go.
Yeah, this is, you know, the end of a very challenging year. Knowing that we've made it, and we celebrate on New Year's Eve, and then 2010, we bring in the abundance of the cup runneth over, the joy of the bubbles, the
yes.
beauty and the wisdom of the silence. Oh,
yes.
it's just so exquisite.
And we remember that 2010 is letting wisdom show up from unexpected sources. So you see it popped up. So it was Angie, Christina, Sophia, Goldie, all together. So was that wisdom just from one? No, 2010 is letting wisdom show up in unexpected places. Trust the random synchronicity. Trust when someone hands you a business card that lives on the street that you happen to live on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention, because it's about this riffing off of one another. We're not that solo rap star. There's several of us on the stage riffing off of one another. These are all the light workers now. We've left the world's problems behind. We're on stage. They're in the audience. That's okay. That's where they're meant to be. We're up there riffing, doing our rhythms, and then taking our silence, embodying it, finding it for ourselves. Because if we keep on riffing with others, we never just find our own truth in it. So riff with others, yet embody it yourself.
Oh, yes. So beautiful.
Good. And notice 2010, my friends, riff with others. Intuitives have had a very hard time riffing with others because you all showed up with the problems of the world on each and every one of your shoulders. So it's really hard to riff together, right?
Is that we were dancing the dance of the outside instead of the inside?
Well, you were carrying the weight of world on your shoulders. And when you all got together, well, man, it felt really large, right?
couldn't
collaborate because you were all beat up, exhausted, and saying, why isn't it working? We're all coming together. It should be easier. Why does it feel harder when we come together?
Yeah.
So for all those that have tried to collaborate in the past, understand that it wasn't time yet. Now we are in the moment where all of the light workers are on the stage. You're riffing together, finding wisdom together, but always stopping in the silence, finding what that song created for you. Because you're all going to walk off the stage and be on your own platforms. So you have the collective stage, but you have your individual stage that you are also on with your own audiences. So just because you do something together, so tonight, let's say Angie, you, Christina, Sophia, we riff together, but we're all going to walk off the stage tonight,
right,
and be on our own stage. Yes, you are going to continue this show. Christina continues what she is doing. Angie continues what she is doing. We're all the better for being on the collective stage, but don't forget to be on your individual stage as well.
Indeed. And is this not the time that all of us have worked so hard? I mean, I really believe, like, the time we're in now and ushering in with 2010, light workers, this is when the world awakens, looking for a guide, looking for a teacher, looking for someone that understands what's going on. You know, there's a really big demand coming our way.
There is a big demand.
Yeah.
And remember, you're just getting used to being in the light. You're just getting used to being on that stage. So don't beat yourself up. You're just coming through the surface. You will bloom, start to bloom by the end of the year. Don't rush the process.
Oh, namaste. That's really
good. All right, beloved, I am noticing time. I'm going to bring the channel back, allow you to do the details, yes, websites, all
of
that.
Of course. Of course. Sophia, thank you for honoring me with your presence every month. Thank you.
Well, thank you to you, and thank you to all that have collaborated tonight. For whether or not you called in doesn't matter. We're riffing off of your rhythm as well. We're infusing you on this stage with us. We're inviting you on the collective stage of light workers that are now popping the champagne bottles. Yes?
Yes. Definitely.
And then we are gently wrapping off of our stages, the collective stage, onto our individual one. Yet remember, we're still new at this. So take time in the silence. Give yourself space and time. Yes?
No, that's extraordinary advice. Thank you. For myself,
right,
as well as all. Indeed.
And good. So thank you, 2009. Welcome, 2010. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Thank you, my friends. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
Hi.
Hey.
Well,
wow,
what a journey.
It was huge. I mean, tonight was huge.
Yeah, it was great. It's funny, I'm really sensing like solar plexus right now, so I get a whole bunch of body stuff. That's how I get my messages, and I imagine it's a big deal for a lot of us to kind of let go of the collective and kind of stand on that stage. There's something you got to let go of being in the audience with everyone, you know, so... I don't know, I feel all this pull in my solar plexus, like that resistance of like, oh, wow, yeah, a new time for us.
Yeah, yeah, because it's interesting.
Go.
You let it go, exactly. Let go of what used to be, because what is really, it's a very different experience. It's like we're no longer the seekers. We're now the examples. We're the standard.
Well, and I just found at the event we just did, I found this amazing, I ran in, so the coincidence is Sophia's talking about someone who's really connected to angel realm. So I really love when Sophia says, and I kind of feel this as true, that all of this angelic realm is showing up, so I don't have to worry about my friends, my family, the people I'm always trying to help in some ways or offer tools to, that they got plenty of help, and that makes me feel great.
No, indeed, and it's huge because it helps us not interfere with the angels. You know, I'm starting to learn that I'm interfering by thinking I'm saving someone from themselves.
Exactly. It's a very powerful thing I've been learning, is that trusting in someone's process doesn't mean I can't speak my truth. I'm learning to be with people and speak, hey, this is what I feel. This is what's going on with me. Whatever's going on with you is okay. And then trusting that process, that honesty process. So,
yeah.
Okay, better solar plexus. Ah, that was right.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, I indeed. And I think it's a very, for lack of a better word, I think it's a popular experience amongst light workers, that we don't have to heal the world the way we think we had to heal the world.
Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly. And I think that feeling that as we become more and more ourselves, get more and more, you know, popping that champagne bottle, is that is healing in itself. Imagine
exactly.
If more people pick up that champagne. I can see John already. I'm like, uh-oh, look out.
I'm going to buy like one of those $5 bottles of champagne, go outside New Year's Eve night to all by myself and just shake it until it pops.
Me too. I find it really valuable to actually do some of the images that Sophia talks about, because it's some sort of embodiment version of it.
Exactly. It's bringing it down, bringing it in into this realm. So
it reminds me of that whole like thought, word, and then action. So we have the thought, we then put it into words, and we actually take the action. So
exactly, which really, you know, imprints it on us, so to speak.
Yeah, it becomes us. We become it. So.
Exactly.
So, hey, this was so fun.
Oh, Christina, and boy, it was funny. At one point when Sophia was talking, I was like, Christina's not tired no more. I mean, she was very energetic. I was the whole show became energetic, but I was like, wow, when we connect, it really seems that it's like it happens every show now.
It's great. Yeah.
It's incredible.
I know. Well, I think there's something about the starting with the two people that are actually walking the journey. So there's something about when you add guidance to that or higher wisdom, that it all, again, it's about taking that higher wisdom and walking it and being it. So it's not just about giving wisdom. It's about how do we be the people that are doing and walking and having fun and making mistakes with it all. So.
Absolutely. That's what I'm referencing when I say we're the standards. We have to show that we're playing with it. We are actually not just pontificating, but we are living it. I'm truly honored. Christina, I love you. Love you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm so blessed that I have Third Thursdays with you. I'm just so excited. And I want to definitely make sure. Let's talk websites and wonderful CDs and anything that you know is going on in the world of ChristinaSophia.com.
Yeah, great. So I mean, all of that technical stuff. The website is really the best place to go to get all the information. So it's Christina with a K, and Sophia with a PH. So ChristinaSophia.com. And then I really encourage everyone to sign up for the newsletter. So you can sign up for free. You'll get a little ebook, and then you'll get the Insights, which is our weekly newsletter where you get to hear from me, from my husband John, who's the manager. And then there's a link every week for a YouTube video of Sophia's. So check that out. And then.
And how to get a private session? How can a person go about that? Because Linda, who just found you, might be interested. Or actually, I think it was Angie who said she just found you. She might be interested in a private session.
Yeah, well, that's really, you know, the magic of Sophia. So if I were to put anything on people's, like, list of things to do in 2010, I would put down talk to Sophia.
Yeah, I could not agree more. I mean, I'm blessed that I get to talk with her once a month. It's exquisite. And I'm telling you, audience, When her energy is directed at you and you're speaking from your heart, what's going on in your life, the insights just come like firecrackers in the sky. Boom, pow, pow. I mean, they just, it's an exquisite dance to dance with her directing her energy at you. I speak from personal experience. It's exquisite.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's exact. It is like fireworks, your own fireworks. So, yeah, it's under the consultation section on the website. And it's really kind of like what you see her do with you on air. She does that in a way that is, it's playful and it's fun, but it's all about bringing practical, real information that helps your life right now so that you walk out of the consultation feeling better about yourself and your life than you did prior to coming.
Absolutely.
But also ready to take on whatever challenges are currently showing up in your life. So
yeah, exactly. You'll get a new perspective on everything. If you're feeling a little bit like you're underground and there's a big pile looking at you, you will get the understanding of, oh, I just have to step out of the hole and now I'm at level I with it, so to speak. She just gives you a perspective that is empowering for self, along with amazingly simple tools, powerful. Simplicity does not mean it's empowering. In fact, in my personal opinion, simplicity is empowering.
Oh, very much so. And she does both. I mean, there's definitely simple tools she'll give, but if you want complex, I mean, she'll go there.
Oh, okay. I'm glad she deals with me simply. I like simple. I honor that. There you go. There you go.
And what I love is you actually have the digital recording. So it's really valuable. I have clients that come back and say, oh, my God, I listened to the recording a year later, and it's still relevant because she's speaking on so many levels that it's not just about, so if you saw her tonight, past, present, future, she works on all of those realms. So
indeed.
She's infusing them all. So that's the gift of it. So yeah, and then let's see. And then there's also the store where you can look at, there's three different CDs available if you want to spend an hour with Sophia leading you through a subject. And then all of the new stuff that we do is always listed under the event calendar. So that's all the technical stuff.
Excellent.
Yay.
So do you have any, what are you guys doing for New Year's Eve? And do you have any plans?
We're popping some champagne off.
Good answer, Christina.
I don't really know. We don't have plans. I have a secret plan up my sleeve for John. But
oh, okay. I don't want to
reveal that. I'll reveal that next show. But
okay.
Yeah, no, we usually hang low, but I think I'm definitely going to have a couple of champagne bottles available. What about you?
If something comes through, I might be going into the city, New York City. Because I am getting the sense, I was invited to a party in New York City, but that's not really what I'm feeling. I literally want to put my coat on and just walk the streets of New York City and be with, you know, the other million people that are, you know, it's like an impersonal dance I am feeling. And I have a girlfriend who, she hasn't gotten back to me. She said she might come into the city with me. And if she doesn't, I'll probably just stay home and pop my bottle in my front yard. It's all good.
I love the idea of a whole bunch of us actually setting off some bottles. There's something about like creating fireworks or something. I can see it as a whole bunch of us. I don't know. There's something
definitely
about like the rebelliousness of shaking up that bottle that I kind of can't wait to do.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when she was talking about it, and then when I popped my mouth, I mean, it was
that
like
I love that. You need little sound things in the back. I love that you're your own soundboard.
She inspires me to have the expression come out in multiple levels. It's just outstanding playing with her.
That's what I love. I think the more you spend time with Sophia, the more expressive you become. And I think that's the purpose, man. That's the
Absolutely. My hand is held up high. I support you. I support Sophia. Everything. 2010, we are going to rock the world, lightworkers. We are going to rap in the world. We are going to rock and roll in the world. And we're going to come out smiling.
Ooh, thanks, Goldie. It's been so great.
Indeed. And please send a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to John and everybody out there. Thank you so much for supporting another reality show. Christina, Sophia, myself, thank you. I love you guys. All right. I will see everybody next week. And next week it will be Phil Imbrogno and Rosemary Guiley, and we'll be discussing the paranormal, so don't miss that show. Thank you so much, Christina. I love you.
Love you. Rock on, baby.
Rock on, babe. Talk to you next year.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye, everybody.